Next case is 07-1863, City of Middleburg Heights versus Vincent Quinones. Mr. Cuppage.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice, members of the court. May it please the court, my name is David Cuppage. I represent the amicus curiae, the City of Berea, and Raymond J. Wall, Clerk of Courts of the Berea Municipal Court. With me today at the council table is Gregory M. Sponseller, the Law Director and Prosecutor for the City of Berea, and Peter Hull, the Law Director and Prosecutor for the City of Middleburg Heights. I'd like to reserve 3 minutes for rebuttal, Your Honor. Your Honor, the issues in this case at their core are relatively straightforward, simple, and a matter of strict statutory construction. The first issue that we've put before this court in this appeal is whether the statutory language of Ohio Revised Code Section 1901.26B1 allows local basic court costs to be assessed on a per charge rather than a per case basis. And then the second interrelated issue is whether court costs may be charged on a per charge basis if authorized by a statute. We would submit that the answer to both of these questions is yes. The Court of Appeals in the case below determined that all court costs must be assessed on a per case basis rather than per each offense.
Was the charge here, the court cost here, charged under B1? As you know, B1 is this additional authority that the General Assembly gave municipal courts to assess cost for special projects that the court may have, not the general operation of the court that's under BI, I guess it is. Were the costs here identified as being under B1?
The cost, and fortunately the record in this case isn't completely clear. The court costs were set forth in a journal entry. They weren't itemized. They weren't broken down pursuant to the different court costs that were assessed in this case.
So don't we have to look then at small BI?
Your Honor, I believe
the general authority.
I'm sorry?
That's the general authority to assess costs, is it not? And that seems to say that it's based on a case, not based upon this other language of a criminal cause, which we find in B1.
Well, in this case, there were court costs that were, in fact, assessed pursuant to B1. There were court costs that were assessed pursuant to other statutes that are authorized or actually required of municipal courts to assess upon a valid conviction, such as 2743.70, 2949.091, there's also another court cost which is assessed, 2949.092. So there are number of different court costs assessed in this case, including those assessed under 1901.26B1. The broad sweeping conclusion or holding of the Court of Appeals, however, is that all court case must be assessed on a per case basis, and that's where the City of Middleburg Heights and the amicus curiae takes
exception. So you have some cases where they may have a 320 count indictment, and by the time it gets to trial and convictions had, there's 242 counts they're found guilty of. Your position is then that you can charge a separate court cost for all 242 convictions.
And I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear the question. If there's
your argument is that you can charge separately. So if you have a count where the person is found guilty of perhaps 200 violations, let's say you have a massive crime spree, you can charge court costs on 200 different findings by the jury.
Basic local court costs under 1901.26B1. Yes, that's correct.
And your basic court costs here, you allege for $1,200 per case?
No.
How much do you allege is it?
Basic court costs are $82 per charge.
Then how did you get to this high number on this case?
Well, first of all, there may be a misunderstanding about what the number is in this case.
There seems to be some disagreement on that.
The court costs were, in fact, $588. Fines were $565. The court costs in this case were broken down, $82 basic court costs under 1901.26B1 for each charge. There were additional charges that were assessed, and specifically, there was an additional $25 charge for the OMVI offense. There was $15 for the state general revenue fund under 2949.091. There was a $9 charge under 2743.70. There was also a pre-sentence charge for the pre-sentence investigation, and there was a charge for basic probation of $125. The only charges that were charged on a per-charge basis are those local basic court costs under 1901.26B1.
The pre-investigation, the probation are charged separately?
On a per-case basis, because the DUI conviction
and
required the pre-sentence investigation.
And the statutory charges you refer to were charged
per case,
only once?
Just once. It's only the 1901.26B1 charges.
You add up those others, they come up to more than 12, whatever, is that $82, was it?
$82.
What's the probation charge?
The probation charge was $125. The pre-sentence investigation charge is $75.
So those come up to about 300 some bucks, correct?
Well, pre-sentence and basic probation would be about $200.
You get to $500 then if you charged them for each case.
Well, you get to you multiply the $82 basic court cost charges by four. That comes up to, I guess, $364. Then you add the basic probation, the pre-sentence, the additional $25 court cost for the
DUI. Now you're confusing
DUI.
Me. You didn't charge those by case. You only charged the $82 by case?
Yes, I'm sorry. No, Your Honor. The $82 basic court costs are charged on a per-charge basis.
Okay.
All of the other court costs are charged on a per-case basis.
Really confused me.
I apologize. It's not clear from the record. Oh, I understand
the first,
that.
The first proposition of law says the statutory language of RC 1901.26 allows local court costs imposed under that statute to be imposed on a per charge rather than a per cause basis. So we have that issue to decide, don't we?
That's correct,
and
Your Honor.
And there the language of the statute seems to me to be based on a case, not upon how many charges somebody has filed against the defendant. Now, what's your argument?
Well, my argument is 1901.26B1 allows for court costs to be charged on a per charge basis. And specifically, I look at section 1901.26B1-2A, which specifically defines what a criminal cause is. And the criminal cause is defined as being a violation of a statute or ordinance or a subsection of that statute or ordinance that requires a separate finding of fact or separate plea before disposition.
So,
and then the statute significantly goes on to say whether that criminal cause is filed as part of a multiple charge on a single summons citation or complaint, or as a separate charge on a single summons citation or complaint. So in this case, we have one citation with four separate charges, the DUI, speeding, a violation or weaving in and out of the lanes, and the seatbelt violations. After a bench trial, Mr. Quinones was convicted of all four charges, and that's where the basic court costs were charged against Mr. Quinones for each of the four separate violations of the ordinances in question. And again, it bears repeating that the other court costs that I just referenced were charged once per case.
So if I understand your argument, Mr. Cuppage, according to 1901.26b1, the court may, by rule, charge a fee, in addition to other court costs, on the filing of a criminal cause. And the $82 has been assessed per cause because those are the charges that, by court rule, have been determined.
That's correct.
And the other charges are simply court costs, but are only assessed one time in a case.
One time in this case.
And under the statutory authority of the General Assembly, that's the way that you're operating by court rule.
That's correct, Your Honor. That's correct. In addition, Your Honor, I think it might be.
Counsel, are there any what I'll call ancillary charges? Are there dollar limits on those?
There are dollar limits on the charges that go to the state's general revenue fund.
Right.
In this case, it was $15.
Right.
And there's a maximum for the state's victim of crime fund, which is $9. I believe that the maximum charges are increased for felony convictions, but these are misdemeanor convictions. So they're set by statute. The Berea Municipal Court doesn't vary from those.
So you had several others.
I'm sorry?
You had several others.
Well, there are others, not necessarily.
That you charged in this case.
That's correct.
The 125 for.
That would be the basic probation. Okay. $75 for the pre-sentence investigation.
And are there statutory limits on those, or can you set those at whatever level you want to set them at?
I believe those are discretionary with the court. And in Berea, the local rules.
If you lose today, you'll go back and counsel will just raise those other charges.
I think that would be
probably
an option that would be available to the municipal court in setting its schedule of court costs, which incidentally, the schedule of court costs is referenced in the local rules. It's conspicuously.
How much is enough?
I think you have to ask every single municipal judge in every jurisdiction of this state to make that determination, because I don't think you compare one municipal court with another municipal court.
Because
they all have their own separate.
Court costs are becoming the punishment, and doesn't that become a problem in terms of the scheme of crimes, whether they're traffic crimes or any other crime?
I'm not sure I agree with that assessment that court costs are becoming the punishment. And I will reference this case as an example. Mr. Quinones, when he was convicted of four separate charges, could have been fined a maximum of $1,580. That was the maximum for the maximum for the M1, the OMVI charge was $1,000. He was actually charged $450. The M4s, the lanes and speeding, maximum fines of $250 each. He was charged $25 and $60. So the court exercised its discretion in setting the fines. As far as the court costs go, because they're set, because they're required by statute, because they're set by court rule and set in the schedule of court costs, there is no discretion there. He determined what those court costs were. Set forth in the entry. It's not broken down, I understand that, but it's set forth in the entry.
And the judge looks the defendant in the eye and says, I feel for you. I'll make the fines reasonable here, but I'm just stuck with these court costs.
I don't know if he actually looked him in the eye and said that, but I think.
Nothing I can do. And that's just not true, because there is something the judge can do about those.
About the court costs or about
yes.
the fines?
The court costs. The judge sets them.
That's true. He sets them by the rule, by the schedule of court costs, by journal entries. That's true. But the court has to operate within, frankly, a budget, and it has to provide for.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I'm sorry?
Now we're getting somewhere. It's all about budget.
When you're talking about court costs and the overall scheme of things, I suppose it is all about budget. But when you're looking at the statutory rules which apply to this case, 1901.26b1, I think we're simply looking at what does the statute authorize. And what does the statute authorize? And as I read the statute, it authorizes court costs on a per charge basis, local basic court costs on a per charge basis. There are many issues that are relevant to the issue of court costs, but in this case, it's simply a matter of statutory construction. Unless there's any further questions, I think that's all I have for now.
Council, we don't have a question here about whether or not these special project costs, which appear to be that $82, which is what's really in dispute here, we don't have any dispute whether that was adequately provided for in the rule, whether it had to specify what it was going to be used for, as opposed to computer equipment, or whether it was going to be community outreach program or employment of magistrates. That is not an issue in this case, is it?
I don't believe it's
only
an issue in this case.
Only whether or not there is authority to charge.
I don't believe that's an issue in this case. I believe it's simply a matter of whether it can be charged on a per charge versus a per cost basis.
Thank you, Mr. Cuppage. Mr. Lenihan.
Mr. Lenihan, may I start you off with a question? If,
yes,
in fact, these charges, what we're calling the $82 charges on the per cause, are provided for by court rule emanating from the state statute, what is the issue with respect to that?
Well, first of all, respectfully, Your Honor, there is no court rule in the Municipal Court of Berea that sets out that the basic court costs would, in fact, apply. If there was a rule, and there's nothing in the record that seems to suggest that there was one rule that applied here, but if there was one rule, it's not as to the basic court cost that's at issue. The appellant relies on 1901.26b. That deals with special projects, which would not be under the caption of basic court costs. So for them to use that as a guise to then say, well, we have basic court costs, and if we're going to charge that on a per charge basis, that applies under the B section of 1901.26 rather than the A section, which is what the Court of Appeals looked at in determining that the basic court costs cannot be charged on a per charge basis, but should be on a per case basis. Then the Berea Municipal Court is not following what the statutory scheme suggests. And I think Mr. Cupch is right. This is a matter of strict statutory interpretation, and if there's nothing in the statute that allows basic court costs to be charged per charge rather than per case, then it should not apply.
Counsel, is the court rule setting out these court costs in the record?
The court rules are not in the record, and they were not actually in the record before the 8th District Court of Appeals either. Part of the reason is that the appellant in this matter here did not brief the issues before the 8th District, even though one of the issues in that case was the court cost issue. They chose not to file a brief, which gets to the issue here in one of the issues that I raised in my brief, that this court should improvidently disallow this appeal on the basis that they did not brief down below. Now, they may come up and say in rebuttal, well, we filed a motion to reconsider and we addressed 1901.26b with the Court of Appeals down below. And then they did subsequently review the case again to determine whether or not the B section applies in this case. But the 8th District denied the motion to reconsider and said, no, we considered the entire 1901.26 section, both A and B, and determined that A applies and it's to be charged on a per case basis. I do want to address a little bit of what Mr. Cuppage seems to suggest is the court costs in this case. Four charges were found guilty by the judge in the Berea Municipal Court. However, the Court of Appeals reversed two of them. So when it came back technically before the Berea Municipal Court, the court costs were cut in half at that point. So when he argues that the actual court cost is $588, yes, it is at this point because half of it has been eliminated by the Court of Appeals reversing the other two charges. So in a sense, we have kind of, it's more in line to what the fine is at this point, but they're still charging basic court costs two times in this case.
So basically, the original fine was the $1,200.
That's correct.
A little
no, not the fine, the basic court cost. The fine was $500.
The basic court cost. It's a little disingenuous to say it's only $500. That's subsequent to appeal, not on the original charge.
That's correct, Your Honor. And that's one of the reasons it was raised down below by my client. He didn't get the court cost bill until he went to the clerk's office after appearing before the judge. And even though there's case law that suggests that all you need to do is put in the entry, you know, you're obligated to pay the court costs. Well, when he gets to the window to get his bill is $500 plus for the fine, but it's an additional $1,200 for court costs.
Well, let's talk about the statute. The Court of Appeals, as you said the entire statute is provides for cost on just one case. But B1 has this interesting language on filing on each criminal cause, and then it defines criminal cause as a charge alleging the violation of statute ordinance subsection that requires a separate finding of fact. That sounds to me like that's each charge with which someone has been charged, each crime with which someone's been charged, doesn't it?
I would agree with you, Your Honor, as to what some of the things in the B1 section says. And just looking at some of the language, it says acquisition of equipment or hiring and training of staff or community service programs, mediation. Those have certain types of minimal costs that one, if they're applicable to that particular charge, they should be assessed to.
Some of them are actually the special projects category is pretty broad. I mean, it's hiring magistrates, that's pretty expensive. Training and education of judges, that may be expensive or not. And magistrates, related services, it's really pretty broad.
Well, that's part of the problem in this case. One of the factors that Mr. Quinones was subjected to was $30 per charge for construction costs, and that's what it was listed at.
Okay, so there was itemized then in the record.
It's itemized, although I don't think you have that record, and actually I think the appellant attempted to supplement that after briefing, and this court denied that motion. But some of those things are listed as specifically here's what the charge is and so forth. And just get to the construction costs. You know, this court or the statute allows construction of a new facility. That's the responsibility simply of the municipality that the court would sit in. For example, in the Berea Municipal Court, it's made up of 6 or 7 different communities. Since it physically sits in Berea, if Berea wants to maintain that and build a new building, the city of Berea would have to pay for that cost. But if you wanted to remodel the current building, then that could be part of it. But here, Berea Municipal Court was charging $30 times 4 initially. Now it's $30 times 2 since only 2 of the charges remain. It's still $60 for construction costs. We believe that was excessive, even under the original.
How do we decide that's excessive here? I mean, General Assembly has given this authority to, it may seem excessive, and indeed, as you well know, many, many defendants simply don't pay the fine because they have to pay these high court costs. I mean, we've had commissions that have found that, but here's this statute, seems to be pretty broad.
Respectfully, Your Honor, we look to where the money went to, and the money in this case went into the general fund of the city of Berea. So it's specifically setting forth where this money is going and so forth for that particular expense. Then there has to be an accounting at the end of the day as to what happened with that money. And here, the Berea Municipal Court is simply charging excessive amounts of fees. And we can all argue whether or not pre-sentence fees at $75 or basic probation at $125, whether those are excessive, because it does lead a wide discretion of a particular court to assess those.
What was the $125 probation fee assessed once or 4 times?
No, that was assessed once, Your Honor, as well as some of the other things that Mr. Kupich indicated, the state revenue fund, the basic victims of crime fund.
What was assessed multiple times?
Basic court costs, which was, as Mr. Kupich indicated, $82 initially times 4, here subsequently times 2. Construction costs, $30 times 4. And there was some other costs, and I don't have the complete breakdown because it's not really part of the record, but this was something that Mr. Quinones was given after his case was over.
How did they determine that they had the authority to assess some by charge and some by case?
That's exactly the problem here, Your Honor. There is no rule that this municipal court set up and said, here's the rule of how we're going to charge these things.
Well, we don't know that because it's not in the record, is it?
I agree with you, Justice Cook.
But if they're trying to be consistent with their argument that everything should be a per charge, they should have assessed everything four times, but they seem to pick and choose some.
They are picking and choosing, and that's the problem, and there should not be a picking and choosing. 1901-26A is very clear. It says do it on a per-case basis rather than a per-charge basis. I just kind of wanted to focus on one additional avenue. This court has superintendents of rules that specifically address municipal courts and county courts, and specifically Rule 12E. This court requires municipal courts to report these type of scenarios, like Mr. Quinones, who's charged with four offenses. You require the Berea Municipal Court to report that on a per-case basis. Well, to stay consistent with that, he should be charged court costs on a per-case basis rather than a per-charge basis. Following through that, the Attorney General of Ohio in 1991 and as most recent as last year addressed these same issues and stated multiple times they should be charged on a per-case basis rather than a per-charge basis.
That's a good position, except the statute, as the Chief points out several times, seems to indicate that the court can, by court rule, establish a schedule of fees to be taxed as it determines.
If it does a court rule, that's correct, Your Honor. However, there is no court rules. And in fact, if you look at the entire record in the Berea Municipal Court, they only adopted something in 1975 and then it was repealed a few years later. There's no court rules that suggest that these are to be charged on a per charge basis. But nevertheless,
Counsel, is there an arbitrariness to this in your experience with the court? Are they charging some defendants, such as they charged your defendant, and then the next case up, they're only charging for four causes or criminal causes one $82 figure?
No, this is a case where this particular court, contrary to some of the other municipal courts in at least the 8th District, charges per charge rather than per case.
For all cases, all individuals that come before. So your client has not been disadvantaged with a discriminatory ruling. They do this to everybody that comes
forward. They do this to everybody, and in fact, I think in one of the memorandums that asked for jurisdiction, there is a class action case pending that addresses this particular issue, and that's why the city is asserting, at least in one of their arguments, that this may have a rippling effect on the court itself. Well, it should, because I think, as Justice Pfeiffer points out, you know, enough is enough. We're charging these individuals and rightfully so, a fine amount, but the basic court costs and that one is charged as well as all the other expenses should be in proportion or in reason to the fine.
Counsel, with respect to the legal issue here today in this case is it per charge or is it per case? With respect to a number of these items that they are charging and doing it one time only, that's again not confined by the statute. In other words, the statute doesn't give them any more guidance with respect to those, or are those limited, for example, the probation charge and are those limited by statute to once per case or could they be applying all of those in the same fashion
I believe
that they're applying the basic court charge?
Your Honor, I believe that the statute, and you'd have to look at 1901-26A again, it would be on a per case basis. And I think the Berea Municipal Court is picking and choosing how to do that. And as it relates to statutes, the only statutory.
So, for the assertion you just made, you rely on the same core statute that you're relying on to argue that the basic court costs should be once per case.
That's correct.
So if the other interpretation is correct, that you can do it per charge on the basic court costs, then if that's the holding that we come out with, then they would be legally entitled to do it per charge on all of the rest of
those
items.
You're correct, Your Honor, and that could lead even to additional court costs that a defendant would be subjected to. If they're on probation for a conviction for four offenses, They're on probation for all four. You know, even in an appellate situation, if three of them get reversed, they're still on probation for one. So in the initial scenario, they could be charged for court costs for probation fees, and that would be excessive and unreasonable, notwithstanding violative of the particular statute. One last issue, and it may be a little ancillary to this, but when attorneys are appointed to represent defendants, court-appointed attorneys, and somebody has four charges, the attorney only gets to submit one bill for the entire case. It's, again, analogous to Superintendent Rule 12E. We can't have this, in a sense, double-dipping, which is what Berea Municipal Court is doing and is asking you to do in this case, notwithstanding the fact that I think they waived their arguments initially by not.
We probably don't have in the record, I wouldn't bear on the legal issue, I guess the amount of money that's in this special projects fund in Berea Municipal Court, do we? That's not in the record. Is that in the record?
I don't believe that there is any actually a special projects fund, notwithstanding the fact that there is no record. The money is going into the general fund.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it doesn't go into a separate fund, so right. You can't identify it.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Linehan.
Thank you, Your Honors. Have a great day.
Mr. Cuppage, you've used your time, but you may take 30 seconds.
Mr. Cuppage, could you help me find what court rule authorizes these separate charges?
The court rule doesn't authorize the separate charges.
It does or does not?
The statute authorizes the separate statute.
But the statute says the court by rule may charge. The statute says the court by rule may charge a fee.
Right.
There's a rule,
Local Rule 5, which references the schedule of court costs.
I thought you said there was no rule.
The schedule of court costs is placed in the conspicuous location in the clerk's office pursuant to statute. And it's also posted on the Internet. This court can take judicial notice of the local rules. They are posted on the Internet as well.
What does Rule 5 say?
It refers to the, and I can't quote it, but it refers specifically to the schedule of court costs, and the schedule of court costs set forth what those basic court costs are.
Does the rule specifically identify case versus charge?
No, it does not. The statute. I refer to the statute that identifies case versus charge.
You said the basic court costs. Is there a rule that specifies the cost or the fee? It's really not even referred to as a cost. It's referred to as a fee in B1. Is there a separate rule of the court that sets a schedule for those fees that judges can charge?
The fees are not set forth specifically in the rule. The rule references the schedule of court costs, which is, again, posted in the conspicuous location at the Berea Municipal Court. And I think that's pursuant to 1901.31, which defines the duties of the clerk of court. Just real quickly, the rules of superintendence discuss in particular 37A3, that criminal cases and traffic cases arising from the same act, transaction, or series of acts or transactions shall be considered separate cases. So that's consistent with the statute, that's consistent with the reporting requirements, and that's consistent with how the Berea Municipal Court assesses the court costs. Again, it's only 1901.26B1 that we're referring to assessing court costs on a per-charge basis.
Mr. Cuppage, the evidence in the record, though, before us, the record evidence will not show a specific rule that talks about the extra fees that can be charged, that can be assessed per charge.
That's
correct?
Just the local rules. You're right. It's not in the record.
Okay, it's not in the record.
It's
and the local the rules where you say the schedule is posted relate to the basic charges, and that's per case.
It relates to everything. You'll find a schedule of charges that relates to every charge, every court cost that the Berea Municipal Court is required to assess in a traffic case or a criminal proceeding.
So the probation cost of $125, the costs that go to the state, that's all on a chart. And if you're convicted or you're processing your case, you can go into the clerk of court's office and you can figure out how much this is going to cost you.
That's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Cuppage. Case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.